The last labor exhibited here is a recording of a short performance I created in April this year. A close colleague and mentor, Janita Feinstone-Prague, has recently retired from the Academy, and I wanted to create a performance as a gift to give her as a farewell gesture. For the performance, I created a character, a busted drag queen, but with six tits, influenced by Amy Winehouse, because both Janita and I share an equal admiration for Amy Winehouse. Anyway, during the performance, this character lip-syncs and performs a striptease. And in total, the performance is only about 5 minutes, and I only performed it twice. But you'll see in the second video shown here is a recording of the labor involved in me getting ready for the performance in the dressing room. I thought it was quite interesting and very indicative of performance art more broadly and the labor involved, how much more time it takes to get ready for a performance compared to the actual time spent performing. 2 hours of putting on makeup and getting dressed and transforming, let alone rehearsals, only to take it all off in under 6 minutes. This is also one of the reasons I've chosen to end the exhibition with this labor, because I think it captures something very telling about labor and how and why we do it. Yes, we labor to survive, to stay alive, to support ourselves and those we love, but we also labor for other reasons. Sometimes these might be less economical, less practical, and less lucrative, but these labors are just as important. I really do believe that we need these labors just as much as we need the other kind of labors. We need performance art in our lives, we need gnomes and golden bus stops and songs about potholes, just as much as we need clean spaces, public gardens, and pothole-free streets. So these are the 12 labors we did. And we could do it all again, with another 12, and another 12, and then another 12 labors. But for now, these are the 12 labors of Gavin Creston and the queer gnomes of Makanda.